Many Cambridge residents have no idea Cambridge has its own symphony orchestra. It began when in 2002 Mayor Doug Craig approached the late Alan Denny to form a committee to celebrate the arts in our community. Heather Franklin and I were also founding members. Then several others joined the committee and began planning. Sandy Shirk, a French horn player, suggested we approach Anne Green, a music teacher, to find classical musicians. This did not prove easy. Country, folk, jazz, and rock were all easier to find. The first celebration was held in the newly built Center for the Arts, and afterwards a group of us led by Anne Green wondered about the possibility of forming an orchestra. In 2003 ads and flyers were distributed searching for local classical musicians who wished to audition. A diverse group of players showed up. The eldest was Ray, an over 80-year-old violinist, who years ago had played professionally. Over the years his violin had gathered dust, but he still had the desire to play. The youngest was Noah, an 11-year-old cellist who during the past years has grown in talent and stature. Musicians who had not played for years dug out their instruments, polished them up and came out. Anne Green volunteered to act as the conductor. It was a motley crew but an exciting beginning. In 2004 they gave their first concert at the second Mayor's Celebration Arts held at the School of Architecture. It was a successful surprise to the community. Since then, the orchestra has grown by leaps and bounds with many professional players joining the volunteers. This was helped when the board secured a grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation in 2007 to hire a full-time conductor. Conductors applied from as far away as Texas. The selection committee chose the five who seemed the most suitable to come for interviews. Each week one of them would conduct the orchestra during their Sunday rehearsal time. The auditioning conductor selected the piece of music to be played and both musicians and selection committee assessed them. One stood out as caring more about the musicians and the music than their own ego. Another had expectations so much too high, and some others who were so totally unfamiliar with our community they were ruled out. After 5 weeks of rehearsals, a choice was made. Sabatino Vaca, our current maestro, was selected, and what a good choice. He was the one who cared about the music and musicians more than his own ego. He had numerous connections in the music world, taught voice training to young operatic singers, taught at Wilfrid Laurier Music School, and brought renewed energy, a fresh outlook and professionalism to the fledgling orchestra. We are fortunate that today Sabatino is still our music director. At the time it was decided by the board that live classical music should not be exclusive, that anyone, no matter what their economic status, should have the opportunity to hear the musicians. We established a pay-as-you-can policy. It was very successful, never a moneymaker, but the audiences were most appreciative. The Ontario Trillium Fund, the Peterson Family Foundation were among many others who contributed generously. Children would proudly contribute their pocket money. It was truly a community event. One 8-year-old left a handwritten note. "This was the most beautiful thing I ever heard. It made me cry." From a child who had never heard live classical music before. Now there is a junior orchestra with growing success run by our concertmaster Joy Schuster. As players mature, it feeds our senior orchestra. We are so privileged to have this addition to our community. Initially they played at the Forward Church, but it was only not reachable by car. Central Presbyterian and Knox became the venues, sometimes so popular not everyone could attend. Once COVID hit, of course, the concerts ceased, funds dried up, but certain people still had to be paid to keep them on board. Now concerts are held at Tapestry Hall and a ticket price is applied, an unfortunate necessity which I am sad to accept. We were, I think, the only orchestra in Canada to run for a decade on pay-as-you-can donations and corporate gifts, introducing hundreds of citizens and children to the gift of live classical music. Perhaps a few times a year we could have a pay-as-you-can instead of a ticketed concert. If you wish to learn more, you can check out their Facebook page or visit www.cambridgeorchestra.ca to book tickets to hear them in person.